Today, Northern Public Radio mourns the loss of Tim Emmons, who passed away Saturday after a nearly four-year battle with cancer. Tim spent most of the past 25 years with our organization, first as program director, and then, since the mid-1990s, as director and general manager. Over that time, he helped expand public radio's reach in our community, including playing a critical role in the creation of WNIJ. Today, the Northern Public Radio stations are part of the Division of Outreach, Engagement, and Information Technologies at Northern Illinois University. NIU's vice president for the division is Ann Kaplan.
If you work in a university setting, you have the opportunity to work with a lot of smart people. But every once in a while, you figure out that you're really working with somebody who's at the top of his game. And I always felt that way about Tim. Particularly at a time when public radio is suffering all of the financial issues that everybody else is, I think he's leaving the station on a very strong footing. I think people respect the role of the station. I think they understand it pretty well. I think we have a much larger footprint than we did when Tim came. I think we have a much larger donor base than we had when Tim came. And I think many of the processes that he put in place to enlarge that listening area and that donor base will stay with us.
Tim was always very active in promoting Northern Public Radio in the community. Interim General Manager Stacy Hostie says Tim was, to listeners and financial supporters alike, the face of the radio stations.
Tim was very, very comfortable articulating Northern Public Radio's story and our worth. And it's a story and a value we all know, but there's nobody that I know who could articulate our story more clearly and with fewer ums and ahs and pauses and chin scratches. I never saw any of that with Tim. And I think that his style was matter-of-fact, direct, and confident.
I would say that Tim handled his recent illness in very much the way he handled everything else.
NIU's Ann Kaplan.
As he did with any other problem he came in with, he came with solutions. And it was perfectly clear to me even then that Tim knew what he wanted to do. He wanted to stay healthy for as long as he could, and then he wanted to do the best thing for his family and for his staff and for the station. And I think he did that.
Tim was highly regarded in the public radio industry. In the late 1980s, he helped form the Public Radio Program Directors Association, whose mission is to help local programmers provide the highest level of service to their audiences. He worked with NPR and nearly 100 stations to help improve their presentations of Morning Edition. In 2009, PRPD awarded Emmons their highest honor, the Don Otto Award, for his continuing dedication to public radio excellence. Steve Olson, president of Audience Research Analysis, presented the award to Tim at the association's annual conference that year.
Well, as most of you probably know, every year, ARA and PRPD recognize one of our peers with the Don Otto Award, honoring public radio originals. Unique individuals whose talents, smarts, and humor have helped move public radio forward over the course of their careers. Like Don Otto, who mentored many of the people who formed PRPD back in the 1980s, individuals of whom it can be said, there will never be another one like them, and without them, we would not have come as far as we have. This year, our honoree is the general manager of WNIU and WNIJ in DeKalb, Illinois, Tim Emmons.
Thank you, Steve and Arthur, and thanks to ARA and PRPD. It is particularly meaningful to me to receive an award named for Don Otto, who is one of my early mentors and friends in this business, and that's a real thrill. I'd like to thank my family, who have given up lots of time with me as I pursued my public radio fix over the years, to my staff, and my partners in Morning Edition grad school. That's been probably the most fun I've had in this business over the years. Thank you very much. I've been to all of these, and I intend to be here next year, and I hope to see you too. Thanks a lot.
Today, the standards of service advocated by the public radio program directors and championed by Tim Emmons are at the core of the missions of many public radio stations, including WNIJ. We will miss our boss, our colleague, and our friend. Tim Emmons leaves behind a wife and two children, a grateful staff, and the appreciation of public radio listeners nationwide.